I don't know who's running the controls back there, but if it's a close-up of me, get it back, 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 back. And I say that, it sounds funny, doesn't it? I have a face for radio, what can I say? And I ask all those men and women that served in the military to please stand. Thank you, thank you. Yes. Keep standing, keep standing, keep standing. And in a moment, I'm going to ask us all to turn towards that camera because Father Jeff and our soldiers are watching tonight. And we know, yeah. I have no idea what time it is there. I know they do. But for those that don't know what Father Jeff knows, it's 4:19 p.m. I'm going to ask everyone, not yet, but to turn and face that camera, either give a thumbs up, or those that are in the military, if you give them a nice salute on this 4th of July weekend. Does that sound good? So everyone, turn around, give them a salute, give them a high five, wave to them. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Okay, now everyone can sit down. Now I feel like I'm starting. It's vacation time in the United States, is it not? Well, hopefully you've either gone on vacation, you're about to go on vacation, or you're planning a vacation. Because I plan to live vicariously through you because I have no vacation planned yet. But the bottom line is when we pack, we know how to pack, don't we? We know that will fit in overhead in any airplane. We know this will go underneath the seat in any airplane. And it fits in every trunk, right? You can get a ton of stuff in your suitcase, can't you? And if I said, hey, we're going on vacation for a week, you guys already know. I need X amount of shorts, I need X amount of t-shirts, I need undergarments, and I need either the makeup or my dive kit. And you need one nice outfit, right? Always the one nice outfit in case you go someplace to eat. That's nice. That's not just my house, is it? You guys do the same thing, right? And it's funny, we never use that nice outfit. But there's tons of ways to pack it. You can stack them. Some people are like, no, you roll it. Some guys can get a week's worth of clothes into a shoebox. We know how to pack. We know what we need. So in this gospel passage, when Christ says you don't need that, the apostles, and we're going to talk about that too, say, okay, all right, well, I don't need this. But here's what I need. In essence, I need a backpack. 2,000 years ago, they didn't have a backpack. They just threw stuff together. But we have a backpack. We can put everything in, and Christ is going, no. You don't need a backpack. They're like, what? Because we would say, I know you think I don't need a backpack, but I'm telling you I need a backpack. And Christ says, no. So, we throw that away. And what are we left with? Ourselves. You see, my friends, this gospel passage is not about clergy going out and doing this. Because there were 12, right? On this, how many were there? 72. I'm not even going to get into the deep biblical meaning of the number of tribes and all this kind of stuff. The 72 represents all of us are to go out and do this work. It's not just on Father Bijou. It's not just on Father Jeff. It's not just on Deacon Jim, who's here somewhere. There he is. It's not just on me. It's not just on Kelly. It's on all of us to do the work. And you might be thinking, well, what's the work? Did you catch what Father Bijou said at the start? Do you have that again? It was beautiful. I'm stealing your stuff. But it's like you got in my head. One of the important focuses in the church is missionary work. Guess what we're doing after this gospel passage? The mission of the church is to go out and proclaim the message of the gospel. Today's scriptures are about announcing the good news. The best way to preach or evangelize is to witness, is the witness of Jesus. Preaching should be done through the actions. It's the actions. You see, my friends, 2,000 years ago, they argued and beat each other up and bloodied each other. Guess what we do 2,000 years later? We learned a lot. Because now we argue, we beat each other up, and we bloody each other. Nothing's changed. And this last week has shown you that there's ugliness. We have camps on Roe versus Wade firmly implanted and calling each other names. That's not what this homily is about, but you get my drift. The work of the church is evangelization through actions. Not so much words, but words we should be dialoguing with one another. Where are you? How does this work? How may I assist you in your journey? It is not to beat you up and into submission to follow what I say to be the way to go. Words are cheap. The toughest thing are, what are your actions speaking on your behalf? And the beautiful things that happen in this gospel passage because of that. They saw Satan falling from the sky. All these things because Christ said, let me get all the things that aren't important that you tend to wrap yourself around the axle with. What to wear? How do I do this? Well, I this isn't really set right. I'm not really ready to go because I have to go do this first and then that. And my calendar's really not good yet. And Christ says, don't worry about that. Here's what I want you to do. Go out and speak of mercy, love, compassion. The laborers are few, but guess what? You guys are the laborers. Are you willing to go do this? Are you willing to let your actions, willing to let your life speak for you and say, I choose to do things and follow Christ? Good news is Christ is always there with us. The bad news is it's up to us. That's the task at hand. It's up to us. It's up to the young. It's up to the old. It's up to all of us to walk the path that Christ intended us to walk, to share the news that Christ wanted us to share, because he was coming up behind this group to open it up even further. Will there be naysayers? You better believe it. Will there be people who say, oh, you're Catholic? You don't understand. You better believe it. Is Christ there with us? You better believe it. That's our task this weekend. That's the task of the missionary church. We don't necessarily have to go to foreign lands to do that. They're all over our lives. And sometimes that starts within our own families. And that's hard to deal with sometimes too, is it not? But Christ shows us the way. Fear not, and go out and just let your actions speak in this world that's so confusing and so volatile right now. Let your love be the light for your feet and your world. Because let me tell you, people will be attracted to that light. And they're going to say, how do I do that? Why are you like that right now? How did you do that with your kids? I can't do that. Be the light. Please be the light. If we don't have light right now, when's it going to happen? When's dialogue going to happen? When's love, mercy, compassion going to happen? How much more hatred do we have to see before we say that's enough? As the famous poet Robert Zimmerman, also known as Bob Dylan, said, the answer, my friend, is indeed blowing in the wind. We all rejoice in this Independence weekend, in this Independence Day on Monday. But our task is clear. I pray we are all up for that task.